Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 64 of the Minor Prophets. Today we begin our study of Haggai with a devotion titled, A Timely Message. Charles Spurgeon once said, "There is a set time for each of his messages to come to men, and God would have them give heed to every message as soon as it is delivered to them. If they do not, he keeps count of the days of their delay." Our text for today is from Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. "In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai, the prophet, to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest." To understand the significance of Haggai, it helps to have some knowledge of the events before this prophecy. David Guzik provides this needed information. In 538 BC, Cyrus, king of Persia, allowed the exiled Jews to return to Jerusalem after 70 years in captivity. 2 years later, in 536 BC, construction on the temple began, led by Zerubbabel. The work stopped after 2 years. After 14 years of neglect, work on the temple resumed in 520 BC and was completed 4 years later in 516 BC. That's according to Ezra chapter 6, verse 15. In light of these historical facts, Haggai begins his prophecy with specific details of the date of his writing. Again, Guzik gives the following explanation of the beginning phrase of Haggai 1:1, "In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month." The prophecy of Haggai gives us specific chronological marking points: chapter 1, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 15, chapter 2, verse 1, chapter 2, verse 10, and chapter 2, verse 20. The prophecy begins in 520 BC. This makes Haggai the first among the post-exile minor prophets. Of the 12 minor prophets, the first nine spoke before Judah was carried away captive, exiled to Babylon. The last three minor prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, each spoke to those who returned from the 70-year exile. Verse 1 of Haggai continues with these words, "The word of the Lord came by the hand of Haggai the prophet." Haggai writes in the difficult years after the Jews returned from Babylonian exile. After 14 years of no work on rebuilding the temple, God speaks to his people through Haggai. Haggai is also connected to the book of Ezra. Ezra is the priest who supervised the rebuilding of the temple. Ezra mentions Haggai's connection to the prophet Zechariah in the following two scriptures, Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. "Now the prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, arose and began to rebuild the house of God that is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, supporting them." And also from Ezra chapter 6, verse 14, "And the elders of the Jews built and prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They finished their building by decree of the God of Israel and by decree of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, king of Persia." Haggai is written to two primary recipients, Zerubbabel and Joshua, and the remnant of Jews who returned from exile. Zerubbabel descended from the house of David and was the governor of Jerusalem from approximately 538 to 520 BC. Joshua, mentioned in Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, was the first high priest during the temple reconstruction. God calls Haggai to deliver a timely message to his people struggling to reclaim their newfound freedom. They are back in the promised land, but aren't focused on the promises of God. Interestingly, Haggai's name is an abbreviation of the phrase Feast of Yahweh. Some scholars believe he was so named because he was born during a major feast or celebration of Israel. As the timing of Haggai's birth was in God's perfect plan, so was God's message through Haggai, encouraging the Jews to return to worshiping God. Some questions to consider. How is God's impeccable timing indicative of his perfect nature? Why do you think the Jews struggled in their walk with God after their freedom from exile? And finally, do you ever struggle to worship God amidst his blessings? In what ways? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.